Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guests, founders of Grit Down Chowdown, Jordan and Nace Roberts, historian and author, William Forshin, and product developer, Lisa Hill. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network, and we are excited that you chose to tune in with us today. We want to thank all of our faithful partners who have downloaded the apps. They've had them on their Roku device, Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick. You utilize the new streaming service called Free TV. We want to thank you for being a part of the journey of broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. And we have some exciting news. It's about to get a facelift. So if you see your app change a little bit, it's okay. We are simply upgrading. And Mondo, isn't it exciting that we continuously get to improve our PTL Network app?
Listen, as technology is changing, we got to change with it. And
right.
Listen, I'm wearing my cowboy hat.
I changed too.
I'm not the gangster anymore. I'm a cowboy, baby. We love the cowboys. We love the cowboys, the ranchers and all that. But even that, listen, technology is changing so fast that you got to stay with it, keep up with it. And we want you to stay with us in this journey. So many things are happening. This network is growing, Ricky,
Amen.
Like never before. Our goal this year is to expand the PTL network, but we need your help.
That's right. And you can go download that app on your Android, Apple device. You can get your, like I said, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Free TV, which is a new streaming service. You can still find us on Impact Network, a faithful friend to the PTL Television Network. You know, Mondo, one of the exciting things we get to continuously do here at Morningside is hold events. And that's exciting because we have facilities here. We not only broadcast around the world on the PTL Television Network, but we also have events in person. Something we've been doing for many years is the Ready Now Expo. And I'm telling you, this is a packed house for that Ready Now Expo every single year.
You don't want to miss it this year. We got some heavy hitters. We got one of our brand new affiliate partners, Grit Down, Chow Down.
That's right.
Try saying that five times in
and
a
we
row.
Do chow down. That's right. They're going to be here with us. We're also going to have some incredible speakers like Steve Ciccolante. He'll be here with us as well, and many, many more. I want you to watch this video of what you can expect from the Ready Now Expo 2024.
Pastor Jim and Lori Baker invite you to the Ready Now Expo at Morningside, USA for four power-packed days of Bible prophecy and end times preparedness. Join us Thursday, April 11th through Sunday, April 14th. Dig into end times Bible prophecy. Attend informative workshops and sharpen your preparedness skills. Shop exclusive deals at the vendor booths, product tables, and stock up on survival essentials. You'll also enjoy hearing from our special guests as a member of the live studio audience of The Jim Baker Show with our special guests, Pastor Steve Ciccolante, Reverend Dave Robbins, Joshua Giles, Rick Joyner, and many other leading experts and teachers. You can join us in person or watch the live stream online. Registration is required, so visit our website at readynowexpo.com. We can't wait to see you there.
You can go to readynowexpo.com and make sure to register. It is free to be here in person, so we want you to come and join us for the Ready Now Expo, April 2024. It's just right around the corner, and we can't wait to see you here at Morningside, or you can go register online as well. That is still readynowexpo.com. You know, another exciting voice that we have here on the PTL Television Network, a faithful friend to the network, to Jim Baker, to Lori Baker, has been Dr. William Forshin. Yeah. Doctor, this is day two with you. I want to thank you for being back on the broadcast with us.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be with you today. You started cooking some burgers yesterday. Are they done yet?
I was going to say, we started cooking them show one. Now we're going to show them on show two. We have back with us today, Nace and Jordan Roberts. We want to thank you guys for being here with us on day two. And Lisa Hill. Thank you, Lisa. Come on, guys. You started cooking this. You know, in TV world, we can film back to back, and then they'll play air on different days. So we all reality just started filming this, cooking this a few minutes ago. But now they are ready. Let's see the product that has come out of this from Grit Down Chow Down. Now, this is a 10 to 15 year shelf life meat that is ready for you for all your survival, camping, prepper needs. This also retains all nutrients, which is a wonderful thing. Now, you have to remember, this is raw meat. They do not add fillers. They're not adding preservatives. They're not using mRNA vaccines on their animals. Like I said, this is great for emergencies. This is great for power outages, camping, every day-to-day use. Now, you guys created this that it could be used from a day-to-day standpoint because you wanted this, you know, initially for you and your families. And you realized, you know what? We should be helping others with this as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. So the last so many years, we started doing it for ourselves because the Bible talks about it. Also, we started seeing wildfires, and we started seeing food places get burned down. And we also started seeing blackouts as well. And so it's something that we're really proud of. We did it for ourselves, and then we realized a lot of family would come over, and they'd be like, where do I buy it?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You can't buy it because we make it. And so we saw a need that God provided for us. And just over the last couple of years, we started selling them probably about 4 months ago. And so this is what you get. This is four servings.
See that. So it comes in this package
like that.
Absolutely. And it comes in the black badge. It's the grid down, chow down bag. So it comes like you see it, you're holding in your hand right now. That's exactly what I'll get when I order it.
This is exactly what you're going to get. And we're educating people. It's really, really simple. It's been around for a really, really long time, the freeze-dried process, but not freeze-dried raw meat. So it's a three-step process. So you go here. This is your bag. You're going to open it, and then you're just going to add 10 ounces of water to it, break it up, and then you get this raw meat back. Mm-hmm. Cook it how you want. So you want burgers, if you want nachos, if you want enchiladas, if you want meatballs, cook it how you want.
I'm already ready to taste.
You ready?
Yeah.
I said, hey, Mondo,
we
got to
show. You're making me hungry.
We got to show the get-up, though.
I dressed up for you, too,
it's
man.
It's like Mondo's ready for
we
you.
We
got to
show the
get-up.
The only thing, you changed from the last show is you have a new cowboy hat on.
A new cowboy hat. Or security said, what? Do you got, how many hats do you have? The good thing about knowing people like Pastor Joe, he's got like 10,000 hats.
Come
you know?
On. You
this is Pastor
it.
Joe's finest hat. If you want one, you can call him.
We'll give you his private cell phone number. No, we're just kidding. Hey, here, you know what they say? Here at Morningside Church PTL Network, we wear a lot of hats, and Mondo is proof of that right now.
All righty, Mondo. Let me have a fork for the
I don't need a fork, baby.
Oh,
I'm a cowboy.
Okay, I love it.
I want you to get a close-up of me eating. Don't tell my mom I'm eating and talking at the same time, or so dad, please. Oh, my goodness.
What do you think, Mondo?
The texture, the taste. It's not greasy. It's not dry. Right. It's juicy. I can take. I don't know how to explain texture to you, but I can tell you that it is good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Here's one of the things. I know the very first time that we ever had this sent to us, I think most people, when they're watching this, it's so hard to get into your mind because you're thinking, is it beef jerky? Is it, what is it? It truly is what it says that it is. It is freeze-dried, grass-fed beef, finished beef. And so when you're going to get it, and this is what I want to emphasize, because I know I sit with my team, my amazing team, who takes the calls for the ministry here. And that number, remember, they're there standing waiting for you to order it. It's 1-888-988-1588.
Oh, my goodness.
But many of the questions, I want to address some of the questions, if we can, that come into the call center, because we're hearing you and we're listening to what it is that you're asking. So the thing I want to just make sure really quickly, and we're going to jump into our show today, you're going to receive this in each pouch. This equates to what it's, you have, I'll just show you right here in my hands. Each pouch comes this way. You're going to open it up. It's sealed. It has the oxygen absorber, which allows it to last 10 to 15 year shelf life. When you open this, it's as simple as breaking it up. And the only thing that you need is to add water. And so when you add water to this product, this is phase two, step number two. Now it is truly back to its original beef. The original beef is here. This is how you can then take it. But here's what I love that you guys have done. They didn't season it. They didn't add a lot of salt. There's no seasoning. And that was done intentionally so that you could use it in different recipes. You can make meatballs, tacos, meatloaf, ground beef. You can add it to your chili. There's so many different things that you can do because it truly is what it says that it is. It is freeze-dried, grass-fed beef. And as you can see, look right here, I want our team to show it because this is important. These are what many partners are asking when you're watching. This is how it comes. You take that, and then you literally have hamburgers. So the gentlemen, they made some smash burgers here. These are beef patties that we've cut up, and we're going to let our audience taste them. We've seasoned them. They've made them. And then next, we're going to make tacos, Mondo. Look at Ricky. He's right over here.
They can't keep me behind the desk the whole time.
But here's the thing, though. Hold on. The best part of it all, guess what? When you go to our website, they're offering to our partners exclusively 10% off of your order. 10%. So we want to thank you guys for that. Use that promo code JBS. Go to our website, jimbakershow.com. Click on the Grid Down Chow Down affiliate link. And when you go there, there's additional servings. You can order as many of these packages that fits your need. Call that toll-free number on the screen, 1-888-988-1588.
Yeah. So when I get the meat and I hydrate it back, do I need to use a Ziploc bag like this, or can I use a bowl?
So if you're doing just ground beef, you can just put it in a bowl, pour water over the top of it. When it's fully rehydrated and there's no hard spots in it, then you can just dump out the water and you're good to go. If you're going to make burgers, it's important that you only use 10 ounces of water,
yeah,
because that's how much is pulled out from it during the process. So we only want to add to it. We don't want to rinse away all the secret sauce.
What happens if I add too much water?
If you're doing just the ground beef and you pour it out, nothing.
Good. Last time when we did this, I saw that we poured it on a bowl and there was red liquid.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah,
where did the red come from?
That was all the blood coming back. So this is raw beef, okay? So this is raw ground beef. So it's grass-fed, grass-finished, raw beef.
What is the benefits of freeze-dried meat?
Well, we'll have it for a long time, but if it's raw, you preserve all of the nutrients in it. So cooking it, you kind of cook away some of that stuff. You lose the healthy fats. You lose some of those vitamins. And so we wanted you guys to have a raw product. That way you could cook a hamburger, you could cook a meatloaf, you could cook tacos, you could do meatballs.
Talk about the different servings. So you got 96 servings.
Yes.
You got. Tell me about that.
So 96 servings is 24 pounds, and that will last a person over a month, you know, just for one person. So you have four servings per pound there. And so when we were talking to our doctor friend just a minute ago, he recommended that you have about 30 days per person.
Right. Right.
And so if you're looking at, okay, well, how long is 30 days? It's about 96 servings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, you need to call right now. We're going to head over to Ricky in just a moment. Call us right now. Get your orders in. Do not wait. Don't underestimate the taste. Listen, the best thing to do is get it, try it for yourself. I want you to see, can you get a close-up of what I'm holding here, because I want you to see the inside of the meat. Look at that.
Now, Nathan Jordan, you guys can cook this to whatever preference you want, right? Like if you want it to be like a medium rare burger, you could have it be medium rare.
Yes.
If you want it well done, you can have it well done. It's just like normal everyday ground beef. That if you want it to be a little bit more underdone, for me personally, I eat, you know, the meat medium rare, more probably to the rare side, to be honest with you. I think it's better.
I can make you a patty out of this and hand it to you.
I was going
to
say, if you do that, I'll eat it right here live on air. Don't tempt me with a good time. So I'll do it.
So remember, give us a call right now, 1-888-988-1588. Or better yet, go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Click on the affiliate page. I love the name. Grit Down, Chow Down,
that's right,
baby.
That's right.
Hey, and we have a video we want you to watch. It's how to use the beef that you get when you order the Grit Down, Chow Down product.
Hey guys, we got this Grid Down Chow Down grass-fed, grass-finished, freeze-dried raw beef, and I want to use it for dinner tonight. First step, let's rehydrate it.
All right, so let's open this up. So you can see everything inside is vacuum sealed. We're gonna open that up and remove these preserving packets.
So inside, this is our raw beef that has been freeze-dried. Break it up into a bowl. It's really easy to break up. You just want to break it up in a few pieces. Makes the water a little bit easier to absorb as it's rehydrating. There you have it. Next up, we just need to get enough water to cover our meat. Okay, we've got 2 to 3 cups of cool water here. We're simply gonna pour it over our meat until it's fully submerged. All right, it's been just over 10 minutes. You can see the blood and the fat have really come back to life, are fully rehydrated. If we grab a piece of meat, it's really tender. The next step we're gonna do is drain the excess water. All right, we just have a colander here. I'm gonna pour that water through. Now you have raw beef. All right, we're gonna use our Grid Down Chow Down freeze-dried beef. We just rehydrated it. Let's make some tacos.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Dr. Fortune, we want to thank you for being back again with us on a day two. Whenever you see we have products like this, I know you support the notion that Christian believers, the church needs to be prepared. But how important is it that today people start preparing?
I just got to say one thing. I skipped lunch to be on the air with you guys today. I'm starving, and then I'm watching you people eat.
I was going to say, come on. Hey, next time we need to have you in person, doctor.
Okay. I wish I could. God bless you. Now, what was your question again?
Important. You know, you wrote the book 1 Second After, which has been a true staple, and it's still selling many, many copies today. But that shows you kind of where the country will be heading. You're also coming out with a new book 5 years after. How important will it be for the body of Christ to be prepared, you know, 1 second after as well as 5 years after?
Well, you know, as we talked about in our session earlier, it's almost inevitable that bad times are coming. You know, I've been asked by military people and everything else, what's the probability of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon, being used? There's never been a weapon system in the history of man that somebody has not used. I'm very concerned about North Korea, Iran, or a third-person player. China and Russia, I'm not so concerned about with an EMP, because if they EMP us, we'll do that back. But when it comes to China, the rogue player there is cyber attacks. We've talked about this before quite a few times. Cyber attacks that can take out certain components. Another point, our electrical grid is 40 to 50 years old, according to the Department of Energy. We're pumping our electricity in systems laid down in the 70s and the 80s. At this moment, we're actually decreasing our generating capacity. That's insane. We're decreasing it in the face of EVs and other things. Sooner or later, I mean, even just rogue players or some hackers, they take part of a grid down and suddenly, bang, people are without all of the essentials. Because once you lose electricity, you've lost everything. That's why I'm always yelling, you should absolutely have a minimum of 30 days worth of emergency supplies on hand.
That's right. Now, could you please explain how Dr. Peter Vincent Pryor arrived at the estimate of 90% of Americans could die from a nuclear or natural EMP event? 90%. How did he come to that number?
Dr. Peter Pryor. In fact, I remember Jim and I talking about him last time I was on. A remarkable man, worked for 30 years to try and get the word out. When I first read his first report, this is before I even wrote my book, that seems extreme. But in talking with Peter Pry and looking at different studies, look at the following. We lose electricity, we lose water instantly, because for the vast majority of Americans, water is pumped electrically. What happens when you've lost clean water? 3 to 5 days, you're going to start having people with gastrointestinal issues and others, or actually, you know, dying of thirst. Food supply. Average town only has about 20 to 25 days worth of food on hand for everybody. Once it's gone, it's gone if the transportation grid isn't working. Big concern, pharmacies. Pharmacies shut down, and a fair percentage of our population, if you don't get your medication on a regular basis, you got problems. Certain medications like cancer painkillers and things, you could be dying within a matter of a couple of weeks. Command and control. We're on the edge right now. We were talking about it before, about civil control in this country is starting to collapse. Look at what's going on in major cities across the country. Venezuelan gangs, everything else. Do you think the Venezuelan gangs are going to be nice people if the electrical grid goes down? All these factors together come up to a death toll worse than when the bubonic plague hit Europe and killed 50% of people back in the 14th century. Wow. Dr. Pryor is right. 80, 90% dead within a year.
Wow.
Can you believe that, Mondo?
Yeah.
And Mondo, we want to thank him because he was one of the first men to really address this issue in the church, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Because when you look at technologies, technology is changing the way we are fighting a war. I'm looking at different reports right now, and I can tell you that America is not ready for a cyber attack let alone our power grid. When you look at what happened just a few weeks ago with, you know, with the power going off in our cell phones.
That's and AT&T towers. That's right.
Listen, that alone tells you how weak we are. But when I read reports like this, and I want to get your opinion on this headline, Dr. Forshin, because you're an expert in the history of America, in military history. So tell me, what do you think when you hear about this headline? According to the Daily Mail, Russia is beating us in Ukraine. China's Navy outnumbered the U.S. The army is collapsing and the Air Force is failing from the sky. What do you make of that headline?
Well put. And remember this. Each new war starts with a new type of technology. World War One, the introduction of tanks, airplanes. World War II finishes with the new use of nuclear weapons. EMP is called an asymmetrical first strike weapon, meaning it's a new type of system that will be deployed for the first time. Somebody will use it sooner or later, or warfare might not even be rockets and guns anymore. It's just simply doing cyber attacks on your opponent, wiping out power grids, emergency generating systems, things like that. You cripple the civilian population, and then what do? I remember in my book, One Second After, at the end, my main character says, well, gee, we really nuked North Korea back into the Stone Age. My main character said, what difference does it make? We're all dead anyhow.
What difference does it make, Mondo? That's a powerful thing. And if you haven't read that book, I encourage you, go get that book, One Second After. And, Doctor, you're also coming out with a new book called 5 Years After, correct? When do we expect it to come out, and how can people go and support that book?
Well, as they say, in better bookstores everywhere, or our old friend Amazon, that book came out in the fall. It's selling very, very well. And yeah, obviously from the title, it's 5 years after what's happening in a post-collapse world. How are we going to put this thing back together again?
That's right. So I encourage you to go support the books 1 Second After, and then also that came out in the fall. You can go out and support the book 5 Years After as well. Now, gentlemen, Nace and Jordan, you guys are passionate about this subject of preparedness. It is important. And, you know, as we can see outlined, if an EMP were to go off, one of the first things that would be devastated is obviously our electrical system, but also the food infrastructure system, because how does food get from point A to point B with all of these things that rely on electricity?
Right. And then you have, you know, as far as the refrigeration goes, right, you know, when that goes out, if you don't have some type of plan, I know you guys have a solar system here, but if people don't have something, you got, I think it's 24 hours for your fridge, you know, before your meat starts to spoil. If you got a freezer, you got like 48 hours, which isn't a lot of time.
Right. No.
So with this option here, this is what we went for ourselves, because we're like, hey, well, we have too many freezers. We have too many mouths.
Right.
So we got to figure out something a little bit better for our family. And so we went with freeze-dried raw. Yeah. Grass-fed beef. That way, no matter where we were, you can take 96 servings of this, and it's only going to weigh 24 pounds.
Right.
You can put that in your backpack and have your 12-year-old carry it, you know, but you have a lot of servings that can feed a lot of people.
That's right.
You know, in those times, you can just take it with you. So
Can I ask you, why did you go with freeze-dried instead of dehydrated?
Well, because it's still going to be raw, so it retains all the nutrients.
Okay.
So as far as beef, they talk about beef being one of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. And so we didn't want to just dehydrate it and have it like salted. We wanted to have something that would be sustaining. So we wanted to be raw. Yeah.
And even when you dehydrate, so most beef jerkies that you look at, it's dehydrated, but there's a lot of preservatives in it. The only way to keep those, like beef jerky, you make it at home, deer jerky, you have to put it in the freezer.
That's
or
right.
If you're not doing preservatives. So there's a lot of sugars and preservatives in
So can you tell us what the beef does not have in it? Because I know there's probably a much longer list of things that it doesn't have in it.
Yeah, there's let me see here. There's beef. That's what's in it.
That's right.
That's it. So however God made it, they go into the pasture, they eat grass, and that's it.
Amen.
And so if you start seeing stuff that it's hard to pronounce on the back of your food labels, you probably shouldn't put it in your mouth.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And Ricky, what else is in this? The beef, we actually take the whole cow. So we take all the, we call it the steak burger, because we take all the prime steaks, grind it up, and put it in here. Where other people, they take what's left over that they can't use, a steak or sausages, and they put it and grind it up, and that's the beef you get.
So you got
the
filet, the ribeye, the New York, the T-bone. You got all those great cuts right there.
That's amazing. So you guys are cooking something over there, and now I can smell it.
It's
from
done.
Over here.
It's done.
So what exactly did you make from this?
We made a quick taco meat for you guys so you can taste it. So it's just a little bit of salt, a little bit of taco seasoning, and that's it.
That's amazing. So with this, I mean, I think it's wonderful because Pastor Jim Baker has been preaching this message for many, many years. It's important that you prepare. And this is just something that I think can add and benefit to what people have. You know, they say, I have a food bucket, and that's wonderful, but this will benefit to that, Mondo, because there are so many delicious meals in that food bucket where I think, hey, if I also had a little bit of meat with this, that would also go a long way.
Yeah.
That's why we encourage you, buy the food. Buy the buckets of food, buy the water filter system. You can go to jimbakershow.com and you can get the entire system. But this right here is something that adds such value to your system that you already
called,
set in place.
It's called a meal extender. This is what I call a meal extender because I'm going to get up, guys, because if you have a food bucket, and I hope you're ordering this, and I want to tell you something, this is not like the last food buckets that we had. I believe that the integrity of food is rising to the next level. I urge you to get one of those. But I'm telling you, what happens is, if you have soups that you want to add some meat to it, as a meal extender, you have your grit down, chow down meat that you can add to this.
That's right. Think about items that are in here, like your chili. You can add meat to your chili.
That's it.
Your spaghetti marinara, you can add meat to it. And that's, once again, what I love about this product is, it is not seasoned. It is not heavy. There's no seasoning in here, no salt, no seasoning. And that makes it versatile for you to use it however it is that you feel you need to use it. You can make meatloaf, meatballs, as we're making here, tacos.
You can
make hamburgers. And so the list goes on. Think about it this way. Anything that you would want to incorporate beef in your meal, you can use the grid down, chow down. Here's what's exciting. I want you to go to our website. When you go to the website or you call that toll-free number on the screen, it's 1-888-988-1588. Remember to tell the operator that you want to receive 10% off of your order. And if you're online, use that. Just type in JBS, that's for Jim Baker Show. Type in that in the coupon code. You'll receive 10% off of your order. And I encourage you to go to the website. There's 4 servings, which is 1 pound of rehydrated meat. There's 12 servings available, which is 3 pounds. 24 servings, which is 6 pounds of rehydrated meat. There's a 36 servings, which is 9 pounds of rehydrated meat. So go to the website. There's so many more options available. Remember to use that coupon code JBS to receive 10% off of your order. It's available right now. They're shipping orders that were, I think, 8 times is what we talked about. You guys have expanded 8 times since the last time that they were here on the Jim Baker Show. And so we want you to call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588, and place your order today.
Make sure you give our head of security a play. He looks hungry
over
there.
He looks hungry, that's right. I see him looking at him. Now, doctor, I want to ask you a question. If we know an upwards of up to 90% of people could pass away in the United States of America after an EMP event, why has the federal government not done more to protect the systems we have in place?
Do you want me to just sit here silent for 30 seconds? The previous administration, and I had some involvement with that, knowing several of the speechwriters, they actually were moving forward. Trump mandated a comprehensive study from DOD, Department of Energy, and others, which would then manifest forward with funding and all that to harden in the infrastructure, to stockpile supplies, to do all the things that were necessary. Guess what happened on day one of the current administration?
What happened?
They killed it.
Wow.
Our federal government is doing nothing. The so-called improvements for the infrastructure, whatever, $50 billion bill, not one dime went to the actual issue of EMP. We are doing nothing, absolutely nothing. I call it the expectation and normalcy. Everything worked fine yesterday. That was normal. Everything's working today. What happens if it doesn't work tomorrow?
That's right. That's a powerful statement. Everything is working today. What happens if it is not working tomorrow? That is a sobering comment. But with a comment like that, you know, can communities and individuals do anything to protect themselves?
I'm finding out more and more that they are. I've been doing some work in South Carolina with the Energy Coalition there of co-ops. These people are taking this thing seriously. States are starting to react. The federal government is not. And if I was going to ask political advice, get to know your state reps if this serious issue is serious and say, what are you doing about EMP? What's Duke Energy in North Carolina doing? Put the pressure on. But all I can say right now is in terms of the feds, we'll have to wait until the day after the election to see if more is going to be done or not.
Wow. That's right. We have to see if more is going to be done. We urge you, as Pastor Jim Baker has told us many times, make sure that you know your vote matters. Yeah. Go out and vote your faith. Go out and vote your convictions. It is important that we go out and vote this election. Now I want to talk to you guys right here, Nate and Jordan. You guys are amazing men of God. I want to first off thank you for listening to the prompting of the Holy Spirit when he said, hey, do something for the community of believers. And you guys said, yes, we are going to do it. You didn't care about ridicule. You didn't care about anything. You said, if the Holy Spirit said to do it, I'm going to do it. So I want to say thank you guys for doing that first and foremost. But you know, you guys are brilliant men as well. The beef industry, as you said on show one, which I encourage you, if you have not watched it, go back on video on demand on the PTL Television Network. Watch that show one, because you made a sobering comment. You said, you know, at one point, I believe you said somewhere in the 70s, we had 20 million plus ranchers. Oh, in the 50s, we had 20 million plus ranchers. But now today we are at 2 million.
Right.
We are seeing a drastic drop in numbers. We're seeing things like the panhandle crisis in Texas right now, where meat is skyrocketing because we are seeing a, an attack on our farmlands. I'll say that very lightly because I believe it's not accidental that all these farmlands are burning to the ground, as you said.
Right.
We're truly seeing an attack on our farmlands. What can the average person do to make sure that their family is safeguarded during all of this?
Well, I think we've offered some solutions. You know, I think God's a provider, and you know, he put something on our heart for our family. And I think this is a product that you know, God is putting out there for them too. And so we offer a lot of different solutions, whether it's just 4 servings, 8 servings or whatever, but also a monthly subscription plan to where no matter what your budget is, there's something there for you guys to start planning and start protecting your family, to have food security, to have food insurance. We all have insurance for our cars, our houses. And so we might have a bad day, but we're not gonna have a bad life.
That's right.
And so we need to make sure that we are planning for ourselves, you know? And I think even the doctor made a comment that, you know, that what happens, you know, when the lights go out and people run out of food, you know, they're mad about toilet paper. Can you imagine when they're, you know, what they're going to do when they're hungry and their kids are starving? You know, what will that look like? Will that look like the Walking Dead TV series, you know, where people, it's everybody versus everybody?
That's right.
You know, but what if you look now and you act now? What if God's saying to you that, hey, you know, I've blessed you abundantly, far above and abundantly, you know, you can start doing something now. So when this happens, you have enough to provide for everybody around you.
You know, I was having a conversation with Brooke in between tapings, and she brought a great point. Anytime we've seen events like this happen, we see a massive push also for government education to be pushed more onto our kids. And you say, well, where do those two things align? You know, a lack of meat to be able to be eaten and government education. Well, it's simply this, is whenever they go to a public education system, they will eat whatever is put in front of them. And we see a government now, Nace, that is pushing for bug proteins, synthetic proteins. So that's where we have to be careful as believers, as Christians. We have to understand, and I'm not saying that all public education is bad. I am simply saying, you know, because obviously many, many wonderful people have come out of public education. What I'm simply saying is we have to not be ignorant to the fact that there is an agenda, Nace, and that, you know, the agenda seems to be not being hidden anymore.
And I can tie into this. Me and Mondo were talking earlier. We're talking about this movie and these gladiators, and, you know, everybody's like, man, they have six packs of ripped. I was like, you know what the common denominator is? They were eating true beef back then, not modified beef back then.
That's right.
And the agenda for the kids is, it's, you know, there's all these different toxins in there. And that's why these days you see, why is a 20-year-old getting TRT treatment for their testosterone? Because they're not getting the beef that God provided for them.
That's
so
right.
When you're eating the real raw, you know, beef that was created by God, you don't have those emotional imbalances in your body. So that's what they're doing for the kids. So all of a sudden you're seeing kids with you know, saggy chest. It should be pecs, hard chest, not saggy chest. Is because their hormones are off. They're having more estrogen than testosterone, because it's what they're putting in their body. And Lisa said on, you know, yesterday on the show, was test or
our temple. What are we putting in our temple?
That's right.
And that comes out. So there is an agenda.
I mean, even whenever you look at some of the other products on the market, you need to look at the labels, because sometimes there's some stuff that's called bioengineered ingredients in there.
Yes.
And I'm not so sure that we know what those are, and we may not want to know what those are, but we need to be careful when we're buying these products, you know, to look at the label and seeing, is there artificial flavoring? Is there, you know, flavor enhancement? Because those flavor enhancements are usually something that are, it's pretty detrimental to our health.
I know, Mondo.
And this is happening under the Protect the Environment regulations. Listen to this. Farmers are being forced out, or local farmers are being regulated out of business, which is one of the main reasons there are fewer U.S. cattle for beef. Recent regulations put in place to protect the environment have hit hard to the farmers. According to the Paso Robles Press, family farms cannot afford to keep up increasing regulations involving how their crops is produced. Now, let me go forward with the latest headline that I promised you I was going to bring regarding Bill Gates and Dr. Fortune. I want your opinion on this, because you're an expert. You understand what the World Economic Forums and their agenda is heading towards. And you too, gentlemen, you help us understand this. This is the article right here. Bill Gates is buying a massive amount of farmland, and he isn't stopping. Bill Gates has already said, we should not eat beef unless it is grown in a lab. And he's actively looking for opportunities to create, promote, and sell synthetic meats. Doctor, what do you make of that?
I'll go hungry. For example, I'm a big fan of Elon Musk, who launched Starship this morning, and the flight was successful. You know, billionaires spending money on good stuff. Bill Gates, why is he buying all this land? Why is he pushing synthetic meat? I'm just going to eat your guys' stuff from now on. It's just, it's crazy. And we got to realize we have become the regulation state. For example, you look at, I once worked with on a film director, and I was looking at his tax returns from the 1920s, 1930s, federal tax. It was about 10 pages long. It takes crates for the average person to file their taxes today, unless you're storing it in the garage next to the Corvette. But we have become a regulation state of non-elected officials who keep cramming more and more and more regulations down our throat. And it's out of control. It is absolutely out of control on the federal level, and in many cases on the state level.
Mondo, on a federal level, many cases on the state level. You know, I want to thank the, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the governor of Arkansas, for standing up. Because you know what? There was a foreign government buying farmland in her state, and she said, absolutely not. We will not do that. Yeah. We need more people like that to say, you know what? We are not going to allow foreign governments to come in and purchase our farmlands, because we don't know what they're doing to our soil, to our seeds, what they're genetically modifying. We must stand up for good crops. And you guys work with ranchers. You guys work with men and women around the Midwest region. Mm-hmm. And you guys are ensure that this is product that is born in the United States, mm-hmm. that is raised in the United States, and that is processed here in the United States as well.
And most of this is several generations. It's not just like this is a new thing.
That's awesome.
You know, so this is family passed down. And so this is relationships that we've built with people that we trust. We're not just going to be like, okay, you're on, you're a rancher, you have cows, okay, come over here. And so we do a vetting process, and we make sure that their values align with us and that they're kingdom-minded as well, because there's so many businesses struggling that if us, guys, listen, us as a church, if we would gather together and help support each other's businesses, there's no reason for the struggle.
That's right.
Everything we have is setting to the left and to the right of us. Yeah. We need to be leveraging ourselves and our companies to be forwarding the kingdom.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't say you don't have money to buy this when you're going out and buying Lululemon $100 pants. Don't tell me that you don't have the money when you're spending $150 for tennis shoes. Don't tell me that you can't afford it when you're spending $6 for a cup of coffee. I want to tell you something. Christians, stop complaining and start getting involved. Listen, I urge you. Pastor Jim has put this in our hearts, has been ingrained in our hearts, that if the church doesn't stand together, we're not going to survive. the scripture is still truth.
Yeah. That's right.
That the Bible says that. What can I just quote you the Bible? Is that okay, or am I going to get in trouble? But the Bible says, "I will build my church."
Yes.
It doesn't say it's going to build your, you know, your personal gains. No, I will build my church.
Yes.
And the gates of hell,
amen,
whatever the gates of hell is representing in your life, whatever's coming against you, I want to tell you something. The church is still God's key for humanity today. The church, we have to support one another. Stop complaining. Stop crying about it. If you want to see a good change, then support the ministry. Listen, more than ever before, this ministry needs your help. We need your support. We want to expand. We want to expand this program across the nation. We were taken off from a lot of stations because we stood for life. We stood against the machine that came against us. In the middle of that, your friend or father, Pastor Jim Baker, suffered a stroke and still recuperating from it. Keep praying for him. Keep praying for mom. Keep praying for this ministry. But you want to know how you can help us expand and support this ministry.
That's right.
Send a check. Write a donation. Get these products. I don't know how much more clear we can be, Maricela, because we're doing everything we can. This folks right here, Dr. Fortune as well, we're trying to bring the information into your hands because we are going to tell you the truth and nothing but the truth.
That's right.
You know, Mondo, I had a good friend that said, are you a castle builder or a kingdom builder?
Yeah. Mm.
And so we can either spend all of our time building our own castles, you know,
live
in, or we can be a kingdom builder. And I think me and you were talking last night, and it's like, one day we're going to stand before the Father and we're going to give an account.
We are.
And everything that doesn't burn up is going to be what's left eternally, you know?
Yes.
So what are we spending our time in? What are we spending our resources, our finances? And like me and my mom and my brother, like we committed like our businesses, our finances, our friends, our family, we dedicated that to the Lord because we know that time's short and that there's an urgency right now.
You know, and that's why we partner with you. That's why we have affiliate programs with who we have affiliate programs with, because they support the correct message, the message of Jesus Christ being the only way to heaven, the only true Savior for your soul. That is Jesus Christ. And thank you guys for standing up and never backing down from the bold message, you know?
Amen.
You know, Nace, we were just talking about this. I really think it's important for people to understand this. March 11th, 2024, which is this year, the USDA has officially changed. If it says it's a product of the USA, it must now be born here, raised here, and processed here. March 11th, 2024, this year. That's good information for you to know. So before this point, the phrase, product of the USA didn't mean it had to be born here, raised here, processed here. How dangerous is that for the meat industry?
And so what I would say is, if you're not aware, you need to look at the ingredients. And so there's a lot of beef or meat at the stores. And when you look at it, it says may be made in the USA, New Zealand. And there's a lot of different places. And you're like, where is this meat coming from?
Mystery meat.
Well, I want to read to you guys. This is years ago when I was raising my four children, trying to raise them as close to nature as possible. They kept talking about this mystery meat. I was thinking, what is that? Well, it's pink slime. I don't know if any of you have ever heard about pink slime. But pink slime is a product that's regulated in different manners in various regions. In the United States, the product is allowed to be used in ground beef. Pink slime is a type of ground beef that has been treated with ammonia to keep bacteria and other pathogens from forming, supposedly. Can you imagine what happens when you're eating something and they don't grind up the best parts of the animal? We're talking about parts that you don't even want to talk about.
That's right.
And then they put ammonia. Can you imagine what's happening to us internally?
That's
it's no wonder people are sick.
And I'm not going to name the fast food restaurant, but there is a fast food restaurant where this is wildly accepted. People have come out and they've tried to do exposures on it. The facility didn't change their recipe. They didn't care. They simply changed their marketing to go after younger kids now, the kids that really don't understand what it is. And we found microplastics in what they're calling this meat.
That's right.
How dangerous is that for young men and women, toddlers, to be ingesting microplastics in what they think is meat?
I mean, the reason why people are they're exposing it, one, but people, we have to not be lazy. It's convenient to keep going to the fast food instead of meal prepping or buying the good food. But once you create new habits, atomic habits, create new habits, buying good food, prepping good food, it's not, you know, you're not driving and it's like convenient and you're like, oh, you're putting your kids at risk. And God says you need to leave, you know, wealth for your kids' kids, not just your kid.
That's
you need to
right.
be thinking about the other kids. So they need to be healthy. Why is so many kids, teenagers going out these days and they can't have babies? They're infertile. It's because of what they're eating when they're toddlers. What's in their, you know, even their milk. I mean, my wife, you know, she has milk, but we also do goat's milk as a process. We don't go do formula because what's in that formula? There's different, you know, what the government says is okay doesn't make sense because there's plastics, because there's harmful bacteria, because all this other things. So your body isn't made to digest that.
Right. Right. I think when you talk about it, you know, in Hosea, it talks about my people perish for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
Well, that's a very wide statement. And when you look at it, we're being attacked on all fronts, whether it's education, food, you know, our government, you know, our army, our military, we're getting invaded from the south, you know, all these different things. It's keeping us distracted or whatever. But, you know, my wife was diagnosed with Crohn's, you know, on our last baby. She spent, or not our last one, but the one before that, she spent like 2 weeks in the hospital after the baby.
Wow.
And then they wanted to give her Humira or whatever the drug is for an autoimmune disease, right? Mm-hmm. And so she had been battling this since our third kid. We adjusted our diet to a meat-based only diet. Within like 30 days, all symptoms are gone. Her skin's clear and all that stuff. But you start having some heavy detoxes. You know, you start getting rid of this. She got sick, actually. So she started sweating at night, almost like she was having withdrawals. But she was drinking those fancy coffees, you know, and all those sugars that we all do all the time. You know, but we made a switch for our family and it really helped her health, you know. But, you know, it's like God's word is true today, tomorrow. You know, we have dominion. Yeah. We have power over those things. Right. But, you know, whenever we're going against, when we're putting all that stuff in our body, like God made a great thing. Like it's amazing
system.
We live as long as we do with all the stuff we put in our body.
That's right.
You know?
God makes no mistakes and he made a wonderful body for you to live in. And he picked the gender that you were going to be whenever you were born. He made you fearfully and wonderfully made. I want you to know that. If there's anyone out there, and you know, this is a serious subject. If there's anyone out there who may be considering, hey, you know what? I think that maybe God didn't have me born in the right body. I want to let you know right now that that is a lie from the pit of hell.
Amen.
I want to let you know right now that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He makes no mistakes. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, friend. And doctor, we still have you on the line. You're a professor at a college. I think it's wildly important. We see our college campuses being attacked with a message of indoctrination. You can call it whatever you want. People try to say it's conspiracy, but it's not conspiracy. It is a true indoctrination where we see college campuses, not yours, but very, very popular, you know, Ivy League schools teaching messages that just aren't true to these young kids. How do we combat that and just make sure that these college age students are getting fed the truth?
Stand up. I mean, I teach at a Christian college.
Amen.
Montreat College, specialization in cybersecurity. It's a school I'm very proud of. But look around the country, DEI, the topic that really has me upset the last 4 or 5 months is on October 7th, more Jews were killed in that single day since the Holocaust. And yet what's going on campuses? Pro-Palestinian protests to support a bunch of killers, trans, all these different issues. That's why if we have, you know, if I'm going to message something here, it's parents whose children are getting set to go to college, choose carefully because you might be paying or they'll be paying to be indoctrinated. We need to stand up and we got to stand up aggressively. We're not doing it. We have to stand up a lot more aggressively.
Amen. You know what? I truly believe that we have the Lion of Judah within us and he has not made us timid. Whenever the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, we must stand up against it and say, not one more inch. I think it's wildly important. Mondo, it is so important that, and you know, I just thank you, Mondo. You're standing up in a world where people may say, hey, you know what? You shouldn't be preaching that message. You know what? You are standing up for the good, graceful gospel of Jesus Christ.
Listen, when I wrote a book, I don't mean to plug it.
Please do. We love
this
book.
My decision to follow Christ was not based on something funny. It was based on someone putting a shotgun in the back of my back, a pistol in my forehead, and a pistol in my chest, and asking me, where were you last night? And the night before, I was at a church service being preached the gospel, being presented the hope of Christ.
Amen.
That was my moment. The moment was not at the altar when I came to Christ and received him as my Lord and Savior. My moment was when that shotgun was there, the two pistols and the decision to either deny Christ or stand for Christ at that moment. I knew at that moment, if I said the wrong thing, my brains would be splattered on the cold concrete floor. But I knew that I couldn't deny the power of the Holy Spirit that hit me the night before. I couldn't deny the power of love, the power of surrendering my love and my life to Jesus Christ. And I detail it in my book because there will be a moment where you're going to come face to face with the decision. What side are you on? Yeah. Are you on God's side or are you on the devil's side? Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't have a pistol in your forehead. Maybe you don't have a shotgun in your back. But the decision of ethical morality is at that moment right now where technology is changing. That's Listen, right. Let me give you this headline.
Please.
Playing God, question mark. Scientists move closer towards creating artificial life lab. Is that a decision making? Is that a shotgun decision making? I believe so.
Yeah.
And a lot of Christians need to pay attention that we are about to enter a moment of persecution like never before. Yeah. The Bible talks about that judgment comes at the gates. There is judgment at the gates in the West Coast. There is judgment at the gate in the North, in the South, in the East, in the Southeast right now. And I want to tell you something. A moment of truth is coming to every Christian that is watching this program. Either you're going to say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes.
Or
Amen.
You're going to fall into the trap. I'm passionate
right.
about this because when you have that decision to make, you know that the power of the Holy Spirit was so real at that moment, Ricky.
That's right.
And I didn't realize it, but when I wrote my book, I didn't realize it, but that was my first moment that I ever preached an evangelistic message because I shared Amen. What the preacher gave me and is what I share at that moment with my homeboys. And I knew at that moment, no matter if I died in that moment, I was going to go to heaven because I had
Amen.
Made things right
Amen.
With God.
Amen.
That's why I believe yeah. in it.
That's right. And that eternal security is there for you as well. Like Mondo said, once you have experienced the Holy Spirit, there is no denying the Holy Spirit. There is no denying the power and the love that Jesus Christ has for you. And what I love about that is that God did send his only son as a sacrifice for me and for you, friend, because you know what? We're not good enough. We're not holy enough. We could try our entire lives and we wouldn't amount to one iota of the purity that Jesus is. But you know what? He says, I think you're worth it. While he was on the cross hanging there, after hours and hours of being beaten and shamed, having his clothes gambled for, his mother not even being able to recognize his face, that is to the point in which our Lord and Savior was beaten. He hung on that cross with you on his mind, my friend. He said, this person is absolutely worth it. I believe if he had to do it again, he would absolutely. But his sacrifice is good once and for all. That blood is still hot. It is still red. It is still running. It is still good to cover every sin. And friend, it's for you today. So I want you to say, you know what? I feel like I have done too much. I've gone too far. I want you to simply say, Holy Spirit, I want to remove these lies from my mind. And since there now is an empty void, I want you to fill my mind with the truth of who God is and who God has called me to be. And son and daughter, that is exactly who he's called you to be. You are an heir to the throne of God. Why? Because the sacrifice is still good today. We want to vacate hell and we want to overpopulate heaven. We want heaven to be so packed full of your family, your friends. And that's why it's important to get out there. Like Mondo said, that was the first evangelistic message that you had ever preached in your life. And you were in a moment where it was life or death legitimately. And believer, there might be points like that for you in your life. It may not be life or death, and it may be life or death, but you must make that strong conviction in your heart where you say, I do not care if it costs me my life. I will never back down from the message of Jesus Christ. I will never pray back from the message that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why we do what we do here. We want to preach the gospel until the very last second. You know, Mondo, there was a famous evangelist one time. He said, I want to be preaching the gospel on my way up.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way because you know what? God's too good.
Yeah.
We had a guest on the show the other day and he made a great point. He said, our God is so good, you could not even begin to exaggerate him.
Yeah.
And I was laying in bed last night. I was thinking that thought. I could not even begin to exaggerate him. So I'm a practical human being. I was in my head. I was doing like little things in my head where I'm like, maybe I could exaggerate him in this region. Maybe I could say it in this region or this way a little bit more bombastic than normal. But there was nothing that I could come up with my mortal head that even came close to exaggerating his goodness, his grace, his mercy, his love. And friend, that's there for you.
Yeah.
A God who is so supreme that he could hold the entire universe in the palm of his hands and at the same time still sit down and comfort you.
Yes.
That is the God we serve. Could count every grain of sand on the shores of every single country and still make the time to sit down and tell you he loves you.
Yes.
Friend, that is there for you. Eternal security is there for you. And if you're a believer and you're saying, well, I don't know if I'm going to heaven, I want to tell you right now, you have Jesus Christ in your life who has paid the price in full. You are going to heaven if you call upon the name of the Lord. Repent and believe the gospel. Wake up every single day and say, Holy Spirit, I know I'm going to make some mistakes today. I know my coworker might eat my sandwich out of the room. I may have someone cut in front of me and some choice words might pop up in my head. But say, Holy Spirit, I want you to guide every single thought that I have today. And if you open yourself up to the Holy Spirit, he will absolutely take that room up. You say, Holy Spirit, please guide me, teach me. Show me the way in which I'm supposed to be acting. I promise you, as a believer, we have never promised a perfect and good and easy road. Actually, on the contrary, sometimes we're promised the harder road. But you know what? It's all worth it. Why? Because in a billion years, times a billion years, times a billion years, you can do that math in your head. We will sit at the feet of God and be basking in his glory and be able to cognitively remember and realize, oh my goodness, this is the beginning of eternity with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the promise you have. So believer, we want you to prepare with physical things. We want you to go out and get something like the Grid Down Chowdown. That is wildly important because I do believe this is going to be another evangelical tool that we can use. There's going to be a man or woman who's hungry and they come to your house and they say, you know what? I am hungry. I haven't had food in days. And you're going to say, you know what? God had supplied me with what I needed and beyond so that I could be here for this moment to share the gospel with you. Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
And I promise you, someone who's hungry, and we've seen this, because you know what? I was that kid who was hungry at one point. Marcella, we were those children who were hungry at that one point where we didn't have a set family who was taking care of us. We had to figure out life on our own at 4, 5, 6 years old. But you know what? There was a man named Jim Baker who came into our life and he said, hey, you know what? You're my son. You're my daughter. You have security in me now. Yes. You never have to worry if you're going to get another meal. You never have to worry if you're going to be able to take a shower or sleep in a bed. Mm-hmm. And you know what? In the same capacity that Jim Baker did that for me, for Marcella, for Mondo in our lives, where he provided that security, the Holy Spirit provides the same security for you.
Amen.
Where you won't have to worry what tomorrow brings. You know what? The Bible says that we got enough problems today. There's enough stress today. We don't have to worry about tomorrow. But because the Holy Spirit is in our lives, because Jesus Christ paid that sacrifice, that is why we don't have to worry about tomorrow. So believer, please pray that prayer. Become a family member of Christ. Get in a good Bible-believing church. Go get baptized. Post on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. I don't care what you got. Go tell everybody, I am a Christian and I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing you can do.
Amen.
Jordan and Nace, what you guys are doing is pivotal for the body of Christ. We want to thank you guys for being here with us today.
Woo!
You guys are a blessing. You guys are amazing. You can go to that jimbakershow.com or call us at 1-888-988-1588. I encourage you today, as Pastor Jim would say, I dare you to go today and get this, because it's a product that you are going to love and is going to provide you with a peace of mind, knowing that you have prepared for yourself, for your family, and for your community. But I want you to remember this, that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today. If you want to see more content like this, like, share, and subscribe, or go to watchjimbakershow.com.